Cape Talk.
Call 021 446 0567.
Lots of your messages coming in. I will reflect them as the show goes on, but I don't want to waste any more time talking because I'm so excited to be joined by my next guest, the young Hunter Mitchell. He's just 14 years old, one of the world's youngest rhino conservationists, and he's got so much to tell you that I'm actually going to leave it to him. I'm going to leave it there. Hunter, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Now, I know that you got back very, very late last night to being in the middle of the bush with absolutely no signal. I'm sure your mom hasn't even heard about your trip yet. So I want to thank you for joining us so early.
Thank you so much.
Tell us about your trip. Where were you and what were you doing?
So on Monday, I left to go to Vivo in Limpopo. We had a big journey. I was with Saving the Survivors vet, Dr. Johan Moran, and we had an incredible journey. We did lots of operations on rhinos to help save the rhinos in that area, and it was just another incredible experience with Dr. Johan, and he's doing such amazing work for our rhinos and wildlife in South Africa.
And you were there because Wednesday was World Rhino Day, correct?
Yes, it was World Rhino Day, and it truly was an incredible World Rhino Day, one of the best. It has been a tough year for our rangers, our anti-poaching units, our conservationists, and especially our rhinos. But we are keeping strong, and we are ready to fight back at people who think otherwise, like the poachers. And we did some dehornings and collaring so we can track our rhinos in that area and see what their movements are. And yeah, it was an incredible day overall.
Wow, well, well done to you. I know when I spoke to your mum in the week, she was in a bit of a state. You were gone for a week. You had no cell phone signal. She couldn't hear from you. It was very brave for all of you. What happens to schoolwork in a situation like that, Hunter?
Well, I try to keep school and conservation a bit separated, but sometimes it does overlap, and I'm totally okay with that. My school is totally okay with that. But yeah, I don't feel stressed at all. It isn't an overload. I do my schoolwork. I do go to sport in the afternoons, and in the background, or mainly on weekends and in holidays, like I'm on holiday right now, I do as much as I can with this rhino work. It's really my passion.
Absolutely amazing. Hunter, let's go back in time and talk to us about how your journey in rhino conservation started.
Well, it was New Year's Eve 2015, and for years, I was super young, and I just fell in love with wildlife, especially the wildlife here in South Africa. And on my mom's phone, I was following many game reserves and conservationists and on Facebook, and I was keeping up to date of what they were doing and looking at all the pictures and where they were, and it just really was very interesting for me. And on New Year's Eve 2015, there was a game reserve just 2 hours north from here. It was called Aquila Private Game Reserve. And I saw a picture of a little cold calf in the middle of the bush, all alone, without a mother. It looked like it had just been born. And sadly, it was a calf that had just been abandoned by his mother after he was born in the middle of the night. And I just looked at this picture, and I felt so sad and lonely for him that I just remembered that every rhino life counts because they are so endangered at the moment. So I got permission from my mom to have my own Facebook account, and there Raise the Baby Rhino with Hunter has started. And my goal was just to raise funds with my own pocket money from my grandparents from Christmas. And I got my friends and my family from school and just to donate there a little bit. And just in 2 weeks, I was super surprised and blown away that I'd raised just over 10,000 rand within those first 2 weeks. And I was actually invited to Aquila, and I did a little handover. We did a ceremony, and I actually got to meet the baby rhino.
So
I took him for a walk. I took him for a mud bath. I fed him with his bottle. It was so cute. And then it finished off the day with a bang. We slept together. And I rested my head onto his chest, and I could hear his heartbeat. And there, that's where I knew this is going to be my future, and this is what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
What a magical experience. Now, talk to us about the fact that you've actually been recognized by Prince Harry for the work that you're doing.
Yes. In 2019, I was at the World Youth Wildlife Summit in the Wildlife College in Mpumalanga. And we were there for World Rhino Day, and it was a big conference from 16 different countries where teenagers and adults would come from around the world to unite against wildlife crime. And it was a truly incredible conference, and there was lots to learn and lots to give back. And sadly, I had to leave a couple days earlier because I had to come fly down to Cape Town, because Prince Harry and Meghan have arrived in Cape Town, and I was invited to the Commissioner South Africa's house to do a ceremony for the Commonwealth Points of Light Award. And this just shocked me to the core. It was such a new experience for me. And I got there, rushed from the airport. And yeah, it was incredible meeting Harry and Meghan. They were such lovely people. They're really hands-on, and they were actually interested in what I had to say and my journey. And it was truly amazing, and I'm super grateful for that high platform where I got to share the awareness of what happened to our rhino.
You're incredibly confident, Hunter. I think most young teenagers would be quite overwhelmed at the prospect of meeting Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yeah, I was a bit nervous in the start because it's a big step of what I usually do. And when I got into it, I was totally confident. I felt like I fit in, and just being there with him and her, just talking about what I do, I really love that. And as I said, the platform that I got raised to just to spread the word of rhino poaching was an incredible opportunity to be able to speak about what's happening to our rhinos and how we need to stop them.
Hunter, what can people listening do to help with rhino conservation? How can they get involved in your fundraising efforts?
So at the moment, I've gratefully partnered with Relay Bracelets, and with such short notice, it's been incredible how they've managed to do my own design for my organization. So you can contact me directly at my email, hunter@raisethebabyrhino.com, or you can help with my cause on Facebook and Instagram at Raise the Baby Rhino with Hunter. And so Relay has been incredible, and we've made these custom-made bracelets, and they've come to me. And so if you really want to buy them, I've got them, and you can contact me. But these bracelets are quite special. So these will help raise funds to help rescue, raise, and rehabilitate orphaned and injured rhinos around South Africa. And so it's really doing incredible work, what these bracelets can do. And also, it's a kind of a double whammy, because these bracelets help with community upliftment. So they help provide income and jobs for people in communities where this income they've been struggling with before COVID and during COVID right now. And so this is one of the ways, just supporting me by buying these bracelets for your friends, your family. And my main motto that I do is that you must spread awareness and you must educate people.
Hunter, I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time this morning. That's Hunter Mitchell, young rhino conservationist, on the line from Somerset West.